This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Question: when was the last time you took all that change from your change jar and hauled it to a kiosk that said Coinstar on it? The company that trades you cash for your oodles of coin is expanding, and that means the next time you dump the jar, you might want to bring along the gift cards that you don't want or still have a balance on. Coinstar will now take those too, as Mitchell Hartman reports.
David Robertson of financial newsletter The Nielsen Report starts us off with a story.
Just like you get a gift in the old days from Aunt Myrtle of socks you didn't want, now you're getting a prepaid card from Aunt Myrtle to a store that you didn't want to purchase from.
So Aunt Myrtle's nephew, Spike, now has a $100 gift card for JCPenney. Not going to shop there, so he sells it to Coinstar for $70. He can get a tattoo with that. Coinstar unloads it to another consumer for $90. $20 profit split between Coinstar and the company that markets the cards online.
Yeah, we like the economics of the business.
Coinstar VP Jeff Dirks says a lot of gift cards are never used. At least this gives cardholders a chance to get most of their money back. Psychologist Kit Yarrow says this could help consumers burdened by gift cards.
If you're trying to get rid of one, everything in the store is an option, and they almost feel pressure to buy.
Then they spend even more than the gift card is worth. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.